This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes, but tired of lack of sunshine as I am. It's the cloudiest summer I can remember.
Really? Okay, well, out here, they've stopped, you know, most of the spraying of the chemtrails, and the sun is drilling right through us. But yeah, we have. Yesterday was pretty cloudy, and we're in a drought. Well, you know, the soil's cracking again, and so you know, an example of that is we water the tomatoes, and then the inside of the tomato grows faster than the skin, and then the skins crack. Are you experiencing that as well, or
yeah,
not?
Yeah,
yeah. So what's new in the world of Dr. Sheely?
Just the daily activities of life.
Yeah.
Surviving the pandemic.
You know, it's interesting, Dr. Sheely. If I refer to the good old days, you know, let's say before January of this year, I used to get... If I use the term the good old days, that's what I mean. So, you know, 8 months ago or more, I used to get emails, and there would be jokes and cartoons and all kinds of, you know, emails that I really didn't want to see. I mean, my email box would get clogged up with that kind of stuff. And I noticed that that is no longer the case. And the reason I'm bringing this up is, number one, I was wondering if you were finding the same thing in your circles. And is this an indication that Americans are less happy, less of having less fun? And I'll explain why I'm saying that. Back in the 1980s, there was a guy, and he went from company to company to company, and he looked at which companies were the most successful. And then he went into the cafeterias of those companies. And he noticed that the ones where people are laughing and scratching and having fun and, you know, the cafeteria noise of the corporate cafeteria correlated to the more fun people were having, the louder the cafeterias were, the better the company seemed to do because the people loved it there compared to the cafeterias where people were quiet and somber and they had their head down and they just ate. Kind of like the difference between a prison and a party, okay? That would be the distinction. And I'm wondering if the same kind of thing is happening with emails, with the indicator being less fun, less, you know, nuisance. I mean, actually, they're a nuisance getting all these jokes because you get the same joke from like 12 people. But do you think there's a correlation there with people really being bummed out? The whole country.
I don't think there's any question about that. You don't need a fake news to tell you that people do not like this kind of change without purpose.
Change without purpose, yeah. At least the purpose that is visible to the typical person wondering
right.
why this is happening. I mean, we know they want to kill us. We know that they think there are too many of us and so forth. But, you know, that's something we've been talking about for at least as long as we've been on the air. So, Dr. Sheely, it's very difficult very difficult to figure out exactly what's happening because, you know, we read the numbers are, well, the numbers are increasing. Then we read the curve is flattening. I mean, only the government would come up with a term like the curve is flattening. And then we read that the hospitals are inflating the numbers because they want more money per head. They want more money per ventilator. And then we read that the hospitals are deflating the numbers because they don't want people to realize how bad it is and that people will stop going to the hospital because they feel they'll get infected if they go to the hospital. So we've read both sides of pretty much every bit of data and information that's out there. So what we have to do for ourselves is because there's so many lies and because no one seems to really be concerned about the truth, or very few, we have to figure it out for ourselves. So that brings me to the point where some people are recommending, Jared Kushner is saying that he and his wife are going to send their three young people, their three young children, to back to school amid the COVID-19, what they call the pandemic. So Jared Kushner says he and his wife are going to send their three children back to school. But their children are not going to, if you read a little more into this, the White House senior advisor, Jared Kushner, has three school-age children, all of whom attend the Milton Gottesman Jewish Day School in Washington, D.C. So he's going to send his children there. But if you read further, they're not going to exactly open up the way school was taught in the good old days. They are going to be opening on a less than full-time basis, and most or almost all of the schoolwork will continue to be done remotely, which really means he's going to send his children to school, but they're not going. I mean, that's how I read it, or they're hardly going.
So, that's average doublespeak.
It is. So here, you know, the average guy who reads the headline says, and the headline says, quote, Jared Kushner says he has no fear about sending his, quote, kids back to school. Okay? And amid the COVID-19 pandemic, saying children have a 6 times higher chance of dying from the flu, end quote. Now, is that true? That children have a 6 times higher chance of dying from the flu than of COVID-19? Could that be true, Dr. Shealy?
Nothing that has been talked about in the entire stupid epidemic has had any fact behind it and any non-discrimination. In other words, the death rate, the fertility rate, the infection rate, nothing is known. I wouldn't trust the CDC to tell me the time of day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So, Dr. Shealy, we have children, you have children, and you have grandchildren. All things being considered, with your medical experience, with your experience as a father, with your experience in life, putting everything together, the sociological, the medical, the educational, all the benefits and disbenefits of sending children to school today, do you have an opinion whether you would or would not if your children were to attend the public training camp at the local public school in your area? Would you send them, or do you have an opinion or not?
I would send them. And, of course, I would send them with their adequate D3 and other supplies.
Okay. Now, would you volunteer to be... well, let's assume these children are young, let's say elementary school or high school. Would you volunteer to be on some kind of a school board committee to advise as to what to do to minimize the risks of your children being infected?
Yes, but I'd have to start doing a lot of studying because I don't know how to find the right answers.
Right. I understand that. And so... I'm sure in every school district there are at least a few people with medical experience, real medical experience, that could do that, that could help the school system figure out what to do. And so do you think that social distancing, the term that they're using to keep people separated, is that Is that a positive, or just forget about that? Just go back to the good old days. What are your thoughts on that? Put the desks farther apart?
I think that the answer is unknowable, and that in reality, undoable in a public school situation.
Okay. Well, I used to teach in a public school system. I used to be a computer consultant, so I spent a lot of hours in the system. And here's what I've noticed, that in the elementary school, it is almost impossible to have a class. If you say, okay, class, we're going to leave the classroom, and we're going to go to the boys' room and the girls' room. So line up. That's what they do. Okay, line up at the door, and everybody's all in line, and then they march down the hallway. Now, it's impossible to have the children walk down the hallway without a bunch of them putting their hands on the walls, touching doorknobs, touching the bulletin board, touching objects on the way to the boys' room and girls' room. It's impossible. And it's mostly the boys that have to do this, but they can't seem to not do that. And if you were to say, boys and girls, whatever you do, don't touch your face. I would say within 3 minutes, half of them would be scratching their face.
Very observable.
Yeah, it is. So what I'm saying is that there's a whole new protocol that needs to be taught, right? How to wash one's hands. That needs to be taught at the, before school, meaning before age five, but in the homes. And then it needs to be reinforced with scientific information at the earliest level in elementary school. Like, oh, these are germs. Here's a petri dish, right? And let's just take some scrapings from our fingernails and put it in the petri dish and close it, and let's see what happens. Let's just touch our face and with our finger after we washed our hands and touched the petri dish. I mean, so many things we could do to prove that there's a reason why you should wash your hands and not touch your face. What recommendations do you have, Dr. Shilley, for parents regarding sending their children to school, if you would, and I believe you said you would, send your children to school?
Yes. Well, I believe in general that if we just follow the usual precautions, if the child has a fever, a cough, something, don't send them to school. But be sure they get adequate vitamin D3. And to me, that means starting by age one or two, I would give that child 50,000 units once a month. And by the time they get to, let's say, early teens, depending upon their weight, it would go to either three times a month or once a week. Because that's what an adult needs to stay healthy. In addition, I'd be certain that they got at least four of my use formulas for the vitamin C and USM. And finally, of course, by the time they're 10 years old, at least one a day of Dr. Stevens Essential. Those are the foundations.
Now, what age was that for the one of Dr. Shiela's Essentials, which is your multivitamin? What age was that?
Oh, about one or two.
Age one or age two?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Dr. Shiela, and I'll be right back. We're talking about what you need to consider should you send your children back to school.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Professor, talking with Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor, surgeon. And we're talking about COVID-19 and back to school. His thoughts on whether you should or shouldn't, we're going to be discussing. And things you can do to improve your chances of staying healthy, which Dr. Shealy has talked about many, many times over the years. Vitamin D3, vitamin C with MSM, and a multivitamin. And Dr. Shealy, in England, there's a company in Northampton, England, and they make sandwiches, the sandwich factory. They have about 2,100 employees. Of those 2,100 employees, about 1,300 of them have been tested for COVID-19. Of the 1,300 who have been tested, 292 tested positive. So roughly, the way of I'm looking at this is about half the employees have been tested and a quarter of them have tested positive for COVID-19, and they're making sandwiches, fresh sandwiches. So the next question is, if we extrapolate this and continue on with this to the school cafeteria, now some of these people had no symptoms at all that tested positive. So if we have people in the cafeteria who are making hamburgers, French fries, whatever else they, desserts, vegetables, fruit, milk, putting milk cartons on the out for the students to pick out. If that's the case, what would you recommend that the students do, if anything at all, regarding food, with cafeteria workers and food supplies that we really have no idea if they are positive for COVID-19 or not.
Oh, wow. Now you there's no way to know, Vince.
Yeah.
Whether it's prepared inside or outside the cafeteria, mm-hmm. there's no way of really regulating that in a way that is totally safe. No way.
Yes.
Is encourage all people who work there, if they begin to have a symptom, stay home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to agree, Dr. Shuley, that this is an invisible, this is like leprosy in some ways, but you can't see it. You don't know who the carriers are, and the carriers might not even know who they are and their family. So what could happen is a child could go to school, become infected, and bring it home to mom and dad, and maybe they are scaling down and saving money, and they have their grandmother and grandfather or aunts and uncles or cousins, you know, living with them. So there's a lot to think about. And Dr. Shuley, then, would you recommend that people eat specific foods and not eat other specific foods? And I'm talking about considering everything. I'm considering health, the foods that, you know, would be the best in terms of nutrition. But then some of the foods that might be the best in terms of nutrition might be the riskiest to eat because of the handling of them, you know, the cafeteria at school.
This is the time when I would make the school lunch for each child and send it with them from home.
Okay. Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. So, class, if you're going to send your children to school, it seems like the safest thing that you can do, if you are healthy, is to send your child to school with his or her own lunch. His or her own, including the drink. Okay. Now, that probably doesn't mean soda. That probably means something like juice. And,
I strongly, strongly recommend apple juice or plain water.
Mm-hmm. Just as an interesting side note, Dr. Shuley, my dad, as you've, I'm sure, heard, was a school principal. And there was a young boy that came into his school system, and he was a foreigner. He came from another country. And one of the teachers said, came into his office and said, that new student we have is drinking wine in the elementary school cafeteria. Did you know that? And my father said, really? So my father went to, check it out. And sure enough, this young boy was drinking wine that he brought from home with his lunch and thought nothing of it. And what his parents did was they mixed 50% wine and 50% water, because that's what they did where they came from. And there was nothing different about it.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What was to be a crowd of 50,000 people for a week-long celebration in Milwaukee will now just be a couple of hundred people and a lot of online events. The Democratic National Convention beginning this evening. It will feature speeches this evening from former First Lady Michelle Obama and Senator Bernie Sanders. Meanwhile, President Trump is going to Wisconsin this evening for a rally in Oshkosh.
after violence broke out in the streets of Chicago again over the weekend as officers clashed with rioters. Chicago's Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot says it was agitators at the protest that sparked all that violence.
We are absolutely not going to tolerate people who come to these protests looking for a fight.
Some protesters said it was police who showed up looking for a fight.
The police showed up with shields, batons, and pepper spray.
USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Police in Portland, Oregon say they couldn't get to more than 60 overnight calls because they were so busy contending with hundreds of violent demonstrators. The police department saying officers couldn't respond to calls including for theft, hit and run, alarms, and stolen vehicles. On a lighter note, it was quite a birthday celebration in Charlotte, North Carolina over the weekend. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
The oldest living American, Hester Ford, celebrated her birthday yesterday, turning 116. She's the oldest person on record in the United States, according to data compiled by the Gerontology Research Group and the United States Census Bureau. Ford was born on a farm in Lancaster County, South Carolina. She married at age 14 to John Ford, gave birth to the first of the couple's 12 children at age 15. Her husband died in 1963. Ford had not been hospitalized even once in the first 108 years of her life. She now has 68 grandchildren, 125 great-grandchildren, and at least 120 great-great-grandchildren. I'm John Hunt.
And now the coronavirus pandemic is being blamed for the rising price of one of America's favorite pizza toppings. Some small pizza parlors are reporting having to pay up to 50% more recently for pepperoni because the pandemic has been creating pepperoni shortages. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Last
day.
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, Dr. Shealy, as I was mentioning, my dad had a student in his school, and this young student's parents mixed wine and water 50-50, and that was his beverage to take to school because that was the custom. And I have a feeling it was the custom because the alcohol and the water helped kill the bacteria wherever they came from. Does that make sense to you?
It does make sense, but it does worry me. I presume it was about a pint of mixture.
Yeah. Yeah. So the quantity of alcohol, you know.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of alcohol for a schoolager.
Mm-hmm. Right. But it wasn't vodka, and it wasn't whiskey, and it wasn't scotch. It was wine. So, yeah. Interestingly, my parents, when I was growing up, said, this is a liquor cabinet. If you want some, go ahead. You can have all you want. But you have to have it home. And because of that, you know, it was always there. It was no big deal. Now, for some of my friends, it was a big deal because their parents said, don't you even think about this. So I didn't care for it. And it was no big deal for me. And there was no reason to, you know, to try to have it. So even to this day, I've, you know, very rarely have.
Now, when I was 16, going off to college, my father said, if you want smoke or drink until you're 21, I'll give you $1,000. He couldn't pay me $20,000 for smoke. But, of course, he did. He paid off when I was 21, and I had not smoked or drank. He gave me $1,000.
I had a German Shepherd when I was growing up. His name was Giacomo Puccini. And so we called him we just called him Puccini. And so I had a friend who smoked, and I was wondering what the dog thought of it. So I asked him if I could bring a cigarette near the dog's nose. And the dog, you know, I couldn't get Puccini to smoke. He wouldn't do it. He was smart enough. And so maybe there's some things that we can learn from German Shepherds and other dogs. Dr. Shuley, the bottom of the hour news, there was a piece talking about a shortage. And that shortage was something that hits the pizza joints. And that would be pepperoni. Pepperoni is currently in a short supply. And the reason for that is because it takes effort to make pepperoni. It's not just as simple as making hamburger meat. There's all kinds of spices involved, and so it's more labor intensive, and it costs more per pound than chopped meat. So it's in short supply because the people who make it, there aren't enough of them. You know, they've been sent home. So we're going to see shortages in all kinds of things, and we already have. Of course, we've seen, you know, toilet paper and soap and those kinds of things. So I just wanted to bring that out. Any comments about the pepperoni, the current pepperoni shortage across the United States?
Well, Dr. Shaw, every day you have many, many choices, and if it's a question of eating healthy or unhealthy, well, to me, I eat healthy. If there's no pepperoni, I don't eat it. It's that kind of thing. What you substitute would be a book worth of stuff to try to find something as a substitute. So I just suggest find an alternative.
Mm-hmm. Now, when I make pizza, I will take a large onion and I'll slice that and put it on the top. I mean a large onion. I mean, I would probably cover a pizza with as much onion, fresh onion, as others might use pepperoni.
Probably,
in terms of weight, I'd certainly be more onion. And green peppers and jalapeno peppers and, you know, all kinds of peppers. And no sausage. I mean, the boys here at the house call those lips and rear ends. That's what they call sausages. And, I don't want lips, noses, and rear ends on, you know, my food. So I don't eat sausage. And I think there's an old expression, Dr. Shuley, that there's two things in life you don't want to see made. One is sausage, and the other is laws. Have you heard that?
I have heard it at least once, but it is not a common expression.
Yeah, you don't want to see sausage and laws made, because I guess both are disgusting. Okay, and I understand that there's a possibility, and let's just consider this a rumor at this point, but possibility that the price of cheese is going to go up as well, because it takes effort to make cheese, and it takes time to make cheese, and some of the processing companies that you know make it have shut down or reduced the employees, so less cheese, higher price. So there's all kinds of things happening, as you know, in the marketplace as a result of the corona panic, as I refer to it, which I considered from day one to be worse than the coronavirus, meaning it would be more disruptive and lots more people would die as a result of the lack of supplies, the lack of nutrition, the lack of medicine, the lack of everything. So one of the things that we talked about, Dr. Shealy, in, on USA Prepares for months now, and actually for years now, but specifically, we've been warning people that this was coming, and here it is. So in California, there have been fires. And whether they were intentionally set because of faulty equipment or nature, I don't know. But what we do know is that two things are happening. Fires in California, and also the grid has been shut down in what has been called rolling blackouts. Now, we said this was going to happen. We said there would be rolling blackouts and rolling brownouts and blackouts and brownouts. Okay, so a blackout is no electricity. A brownout is not enough electricity or a reduced amount of electricity so that the lights would be dim and motors would have a tough time starting up, electric motors like compressors and refrigeration types of equipment. That being the case, there are more rolling blackouts in California, and that means that the utility company has been shutting off the electricity. So they'll have areas, let's say area 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. They'll say, okay, area 1, no electricity for a while. They'll shut the electricity off for everybody in that area. And then they'll shut down Area 2 and bring back Area 1. Then they'll shut down Area... they'll bring back Area 2 and they'll shut down Area 3 and so forth. And that's what a rolling blackout is. Not enough electricity. So you all get this, what you used to get, but not as many people are getting it. Not as many businesses. That being the case, that means air conditioning is going to be shut off, whether you like it or not. And you're not getting a notice. They're not going to tell you, okay, so at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, the electricity is going to be shut off for X number of hours. You just get your electricity shut off and there's no warning. So while that's happening, Dr. Shealy, do you have any suggestions to go into a really hot environment because the weather is getting hotter? We hit 130 degrees in Death Valley over the last couple of days. Do you have any suggestions as to what people should do to prepare their bodies in advance for that instantaneous air conditioning shutoff?
Well, obviously that's something that is very individual because of our entire physiology. On the other hand, there are some people who don't like heat, period. I mean, when it gets above 70 degrees, they're uncomfortable. And others who prefer it when it's 90 or above. So there are our individual aspects. I mean, I grew up in South Carolina, which is hot, y'all, and I've never minded heat, so I'm okay at 100 degrees. I don't require air conditioning, although I would work better in an office with it, and I do like my bedroom air conditioned. But without it, I would survive.
I remember back in the 1960s without, growing up without air conditioning. And the windows would be open, and it would be hot. And sometimes it was so hot and humid, it was impossible to sleep. And in Virginia, there were some old homes that were built, and they had sleeping porches. Now, I'm talking about homes that were built in the Old South. I'm talking the 1840s, 1850s, even 1820s. And those homes for the wealthy had two stories. And the idea was that people would sleep on the second-story porch, okay? No screens. And the reason they would sleep on the second story rather than out in the yard is because of the bugs. And the bugs don't seem to like to fly up, above, let's say, 15 feet. So they would be free from most of the bugs flying, bothering them all night. And it would be cooler outside than inside because the house would... the roof would heat up and they didn't have much insulation. So the idea was to get outside and sleep outside under the stars. And you could sleep in the rain if you had a roof over the porch. And I'm talking about these kind of not quite wraparound porches, but large, long porches. So the whole family would be out there sleeping. And that's the way it was because there was no such thing as refrigeration, compressors, Freon, and so forth. It just didn't exist. So can we do it? The answer is yes, we can. Is it fun? Not so much. Not so much. But if there is a blackout, Dr. Shealy, less salt, more salt, less minerals, more minerals, more hydration, and what kind of hydration? Is there something that we could do to have our bodies ready for that instantaneous shift from, let's say, 78 degrees of air conditioning inside to no air conditioning, where the temperature might hit 90, 95 inside?
I think it's important for people to get accustomed to sweating. And so I would suggest that people who don't like it get accustomed to taking a soak in their bathtub with just moderately hot water. There's nothing else in it. Get accustomed to sweating. Actually, I take a soak about 4 afternoons a week with some magnesium chloride crystals. And I just really like that 30 to 40 minutes after the soak to cool off. It prepares your body for normal ups and downs.
Yeah. And, the farm life class, for those of you who live on a farm, you know this. I mean, you're inside, you're in a tractor, and sometimes the tractors, you know, if you're fortunate, you have a tractor with air conditioning, that's wonderful. But lots of tractors don't have air conditioning. And most of ours do not. And I have to fix our air conditioning system on the tractor every time I want to use it. I mean, every time. Not some of the time, but every time. Because I can't find the leaks, and so I'll lose some refrigerant each time I use it. So I'll have to, you know, fix the air conditioning system. And that's because it's so hot. When you're behind a 100 horsepower engine roaring in the heat of the day when you're baling hay, I mean, it's hot outside anyway. But then to be bathed in a gust, a nonstop gust of radiator heat from that roaring engine, it's a lot. It's a lot to bear. So air conditioning is required in that kind of environment, in that kind of heat. But the other tractors, you just get on them, and they don't produce as much heat. And you can ride around for a long time in the sun. But farming is in the sun, out of the sun, in the cold, out of the cold. And, those changes of temperature. And we're used to that. And we're used to carrying heavy things. But not everybody is, Dr. Shuey. So that gets us back to exercise. How do we get started with, for those who just lift nothing heavier than a pencil, what do they do? And can you share that with us when we come back?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us. Website, normshealy.com. NormSheely.com. NormSheely.com. Dr. Shealy, for those who aren't used to lifting much things heavier than a pencil, you know, have these jobs where they press keys and click mice on the screen, what is the best way for them to get into exercising and preparing for power outages, extreme changes in temperature, that kind of thing, when they're used to working in an air-conditioned environment, now they're home sitting in air conditioning?
On YouTube for 20 years, Bounce, B-O-U-N-C-E, mm-hmm. with Dr. Shealy. It is one of the best things you can do for your heart and your body as a whole. It takes no effort, no special equipment. You just stand in place, slightly bend your knees up and down, and then you raise your arms straight down to straight up over and over again. Music conductors live longer than any other professional. Moving the arms that way, and then just a little less a movement of your legs is actually building up to 30 minutes, 5 days a week, is adequate exercise.
I believe I heard music conductors live longer than any other profession. Is that right?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. And it makes a lot of sense because when I go for a fast walk, if I'm going to go... let's say pick up the mail, for example. I can dilly-dally. I can go slowly. It's a third of a mile walk each way. I can get distracted and just look around and stop. Or I can swing my arms forward and backward and walk quickly. And that's what I try to do. I try to raise my heart rate, try to improve my circulation, and that's what I do. And so based on what you just said, I think I'm going to keep my arms out sideways and forward and backward and in complete articulation of my arms to further improve my circulation. But what about a brisk walk versus a slow-paced walk?
That's better. No question about it. 30 minutes of brisk walking is equal to 4 hours of non-brisk walking.
And so, Dr. Shealy, when a person goes to the hospital and lies down in that bed for, I don't know, 3 or 4 days, how long does it take to recover the muscle that was lost by just not using the muscles?
Well, it depends on what you do and how quickly you do it, but it could take you several months. And I would definitely say you need to start moving adequately as soon as possible.
And why is it that when a person's in a hospital, the nurse will come in and say, okay, time to get up, you know, depending on what you're in for. But they don't, you know, even after you've had surgery, they want you moving within a day, right?
Absolutely.
And what happens if a person just lies around and doesn't get out of bed?
Well,
it's so hard to get up.
And 3 to 5 times as long to recover.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what about what kind of diseases can you get by just lounging around and not moving much? I'm talking about watching television, lying down.
Osteoporosis would be at the top of my list.
Osteoporosis?
Osteoporosis, lack of bone.
Mm-hmm.
Early fractures.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You need certain pressure to keep your bones normally mineralized. And for those who won't do it, they're small mini trampolines. That works well. And then my favorite is now the vibrating machines. They call various things with vibrating pads and other such things. But you can buy an excellent one for $250 now. And that is excellent to prevent and restore our normal bone.
My wife, when her grandmother was alive, lived in an old Victorian house, probably built somewhere around, it had many, many stages of construction, but I would say the most part, maybe 1840, maybe 1844. And this house had really tall ceilings, like let's say 12 feet, 14 foot ceilings. And so the second floor was a lot of stairs going up to the second floor. And her grandmother attributed her good health to having the bedroom on the second floor. So even when she was in her 90s, she would walk, you know, up and down the stairs every day. And it was a lot of stairs. Do you think there's logic there? Do you think that's true? I do.
Absolutely. No question.
Mm-hmm. And her grandmother ate food that she prepared. I mean, back then, people were born in the 1890s or so, were used to canning their own food, growing their own food. And the generation that raised them absolutely had to do that. You couldn't just go buy whatever you wanted. You had to raise it. So they lived a really healthy lifestyle. And I think we've forgotten a lot about that. All right, Dr. Sheely and I'll be right back after the top of the hour commercial announcements. And I'll tell you a little bit about the temperature in Death Valley just for a very short time. And I have a question about shaving. Should men shave before going out in public or not because of the coronavirus?
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.